We welcome the mayor of Gloversville, Dayton King. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good. I'm going to take you downtown today, seeing the Leader Herald that brought Albany-based Two Great Guys Realty, which sort of rings a bell about them being in the downtown area before of Gloversville. But they've got some plans for a mixed-use development. I mean, how can you argue with that, or do you? I mean, are you? What do you think about their proposal? They'd like to do something on Main Street in Gloversville.
You know, I think it's all fantastic. You know, certainly I want them to take the planning board's advisement, and obviously they got to do everything by the code and do everything the right way. But Two Great Guys, which is really one really good guy at this point. His business partner is no longer with him. I think they're going to do a great job for our city.
Now, these are the guys that own the build, or maybe they still own the building on the corner of Main and Fulton. Is that the?
That's correct.
Right.
That's correct.
And I mean, then they, but the, over the years they've had some difficulty keeping the building up, right? And maybe that's why the one guy's gone.
Yeah, really what I think it came down to was that there might have been a disagreement between the two partners. You know, I think one of the gentlemen who, you know, currently owns it, and Mike Keats, keeps in contact with him from Love City Realty, and I certainly think highly of Mike, and he does a great job in our city. And I really think that he's got a plan, and he wants to follow through with that plan, and certainly we're going to be open for business in the downtown area.
You took a stand against the minimum wage. You heard pro and con on that. Why did you do that?
You know, I think for me it was just real important for people to understand how that does affect everyone. I went to the Lincoln Day dinner last Saturday, and in the insert it had a famous quote from Abraham Lincoln that I think most people are familiar with. And part of that quote talks about you can't bring up the wage earner by bringing down the wage payer. And I think that's exactly what would have happened if we, went ahead and if the legislators went ahead and raised the minimum wage. Especially for some of the small communities here. I think when people think, you know, big employers, perhaps Walmart or Exxon, the people that are just making billions of dollars, that might not make a big deal to. But when you talk small businesses in Fulton County, and Fulton County YMCA, for example, you know, talking to Steve Surge, the CEO, say it would cost him probably $100,000, and he would end up laying people off.
Mm. Well, that certainly is the argument against it. I did notice there were some federal statistics that came out about our counties showing that Montgomery was the lowest, Fulton County somewhat ahead, but like the weekly wage or the average weekly wage in Fulton County and Montgomery County is $200 to $250 less than it is, not like in some, like New York City, in Schenectady County. I mean, there's a big disparity there.
Yeah, and again, I would say, I don't want to let history repeat itself. I think, you know, 40, 50, 60 years ago, our forefathers certainly got in the way of business. I'm sure most people are tired of hearing the story at this point. And many of us weren't born, although there are a lot of people that still are there and understand it very well. I think we have an opportunity now to open up the arterial where 30A is. I've been talking to the regional director. And, you know, just like all across America, that's really where development happens. You know, we used to have a huge downtown, and things were great, and I hear stories about how it was elbow to elbow, and you couldn't walk downtown, and believe me, I'd love to have that again, but I think as we see, you know, down there in Amsterdam, and even in our neighboring city of Johnstown, just really there is development in the arterials on the highways, which used to be bypasses. And I think that's going to happen again here in Gloversville and Fulton County.
Well, it's interesting. I was just thinking about this before I got you on the phone, because I did talk to the mayor of Johnstown a few days ago, Sarah Slingerland. And I would have to say, I mean, just my own personal thought, you know, just visiting the two downtowns over the time, you know, they're a little bit spiffier in downtown Johnstown. And you wonder why. And I suppose maybe one of the reasons why, and she mentioned it just sort of in passing, well, because they were talking about whether to have a farmer's market, and there was some pushback because they need the parking for government. See, the government is headquartered in Johnstown. So Johnstown's got that. Schenectady's got entertainment. Maybe downtowns all need something other, you know, something to bring people there to begin with.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Bob. You know, and I said before, I think, you know, the city of Johnstown, and I think the leaders, you know, do a good job of keeping their sales tax, you know, up, and their property tax a little bit lower than ours. But I think, you know, 50, 60 years ago, they had the foresight to go ahead and open up that arterial to really allow for them to have money, you know, to do some of that stuff. So certainly I'd like to believe that if Gloversville was a county seat and we had some of those county jobs, we'd have more people making a little bit more money that could support the local restaurants, et cetera, et cetera. I think that certainly happens in downtown Schenectady when you have a lot of public officials or government jobs right there as well in the downtown.
Mm. Well, Mayor King, what else is going on? Anything you wanted to bring up today?
I think at this point we have a common council meeting tonight at 6 o'clock, and as always, I encourage people to come out and talk to their legislators locally and myself. And if there's anything that they want to get involved with, certainly I encourage them to step up and reach out. We recently appointed the Blake Committee, and we're looking forward to getting together this Thursday at 3 p.m. with some of those people and looking to define and measure and analyze and then improve and control how we do blight.
Okay, you're saying blight, as in derelict buildings or getting rid of them and so forth?
Correct, and really we don't have a great definition for that, Bob. What we've done in the past was if somebody had a mattress, against their building, that'd be considered blight. If it was a sofa on the sidewalk, or on the terrace, certainly we would think that would be, but I think everybody has their own definition of what that is, and certainly the code talks about it a little bit, but I just think we really need a master plan of how that happens and how we enforce the codes.
In terms of, and I'm going to keep you because it sounds like you're in motion in some way. The head of the sewer plant is leaving, George Bevington. He has to be. You have to find somebody else for that job.
Yeah, really. I just found out yesterday, and I think what we need to do for now is, soak up George's information. The way I understand it is he's going to be there for a little while, perhaps to the end of March. So I think we just really need to find out some of that information that really only he knows. I think the board is pretty well informed, but he's doing it day to day, and he's done a great job for the last, forever. It seems like he's been there, even though it's only been, I think, 7 to 12 years, somewhere in there. And we will. We'll look for somebody, but I don't think it'll happen overnight.
Well, Gloversville Mayor Dayton King, I thank you very much for joining us today. Have a good King, don't forget it's Valentine's Day.
I'm all set. Actually, I just posted on my Facebook just to clarify. Chocolate's on me at the Common Council, and somebody said, "Does that mean that you're going to get chocolate poured on you, or are you buying chocolate?" So I'll be buying chocolates.
Okay, very good.
Have a good day.
Okay, take care.
Bye bye.